Ho, ho, ho! From all of us here at Rosie on the House.
Got a couple more texts coming in here. John Jay, what's the process to convert your SRP irrigated backyard full of goat's beard? Do you know what that is? I'm sure you do.
Goat heads, I would assume you mean.
So okay, could have been us.
Bull
heads,
goat head, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, spell check.
Get you in trouble sometimes. Goat's beard weed grass to nice grass with sprinklers.
Well, the first thing would probably be just to eliminate all the grass and weeds that are there now, and you can do that by, you know, spraying with you know, either a broadleaf weed killer, or that'd get rid of the goat's heads, the bull heads, puncture vine is what it's called. You might want to even just spray, although you know, it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world if you left what Bermuda grass is there. But eventually you'll have to kill all of that, scrape it off, and then, you know, we need to lay out a sprinkler system. We need to, you know, find where the water comes into the house, put a vacuum breaker in, put some valves in, depending on how big the lawn is, how many valves and heads. And, you know, and you can get all that done professionally. If you're going to do this all to yourself, you know, you can take a layout and some measurements into, you know, a Ewing or Horizon Irrigation Store sprinkler world, and they'll help you, you know, lay all that out. Of course, you can have it done, you know, by somebody as well. But laying out the sprinkler system, getting it all sprinkled, and then coming in with a nice base layer of a little bit of compost, and make sure that we like to grade it before we start trenching, but have it nice and smooth and graded and ready to lay sod, put the sprinklers in, backfill the trenches, and lay your sod. The thing with, if you've had irrigation, you have berms probably around, or your lawn is sunken, you'll want to make sure that you're sprinkling those bermed areas, because they'll dry out, you know, or you'll have this ring of dead lawn around your lawn. Now, some lawns, you could knock those down if you're not going to irrigate anymore. It just depends on, you know, sometimes there's a block wall built on top of it. You can't get rid of it. But so just make sure when you're laying your sprinklers out that you're covering that bermed area as well. So it's really not, that's an easier process actually than converting it to rock, because when we convert it to rock, we don't want any of the grass to grow back. We really need to wait probably till spring now, when the grass is actively growing, to kill it effectively. Putting lawn back in, even if you had some Bermuda grass that came back and mixed in with your hybrid Bermuda sod, it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. If you're keeping it mowed regularly and fed, you'd probably never know it.
Boy, I can see raising a little area in the backyard and doing a nice TIF lawn area. But there's a side of me that would really have a hard time giving up irrigation.
Yeah, you do end up with some weeds. I understand that. But we could solve that with using pre-emergent a couple times a year. And if you are flood irrigating with SRP or one of the other irrigation district waters, you know, that is one of the downsides, is the weeds. The upside is that, boy, it's a very inexpensive way to water, very effective way to water.
It's so much deeper than what you can get with a sprinkler.
Yeah. The other downside is you lose your lawn for a couple, 3 days every time you irrigate. And, you know, if you've got little kids or dogs or whatever, that can be an issue.
Is that ever an issue with mosquitoes, like that time of year?
I imagine those areas of town probably are a little more inundated. You know, you do have a little standing water there for a while in very damp situations. So that could be another downside, sure.
There you go. Well, John Jay, we'd like to thank you. I didn't realize we were asking you to come in on your day off.
Oh, I've.
The first three-day weekend you've had in how many years?
I'm going to get one next weekend.
And we cut it right in half for you.
I had a choice, so I was given a choice. I'm getting one next weekend again, too. So
right.
Warning to all of those, we're closed next Saturday as well.
Well, you know, from the Romeros to all of the Harper gang, you got to know we just wish y'all the very merriest and blessed of Christmas.
Same to you guys.
So we're going to be going into the next 2 hours talking about home improvement. We're going to be talking about the things that Jennifer and I have kind of stumbled upon and found in the past year that were most interesting to us. Right, babe?
That's right. As well as some great interviews coming up.
We have some great interviews. This time of year, we're kind of inundated at the office with people asking about, have you heard about this charity? Have you heard about that charity? Is it safe to give here? Is it safe to give there? all the scams that are out there, all the cities that are endorsing these insurance policies for your water line and for your overhead electrical service. It makes absolutely no sense to me at all. We're going to talk with some of our favorite charities a little bit later in the show, and we're bringing a brand new feature into the show. Talk about that.
We have formed a little partnership with Jan Diotry, who, if you've been in the Valley any amount of time, you know Jan. She's just been in TV and radio for a lot of years, helping people with the inside of their home. And so we have a feature we're going to unveil for you in the 10 o'clock hour, so stay tuned for that.
Yeah, and we're hoping it becomes a very regular segment of the show. So the In the Kitchen with Jan Diotry will be a regular segment here at Roseanne House. So we'll be talking with our friends from St. Vincent de Paul, and we'll be talking with our good friends from Habitat for Humanity here. You've got to stay tuned for that. You've got to stay tuned, as our goal and our mission is to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. You need to be listening to what these two institutions are doing for the betterment of your community, one family at a time. It is absolutely awe-inspiring. You're going to love it.